Frumentius of Tyre established his base in Aksum, where he had the young king Izanas baptized. He built numerous churches throughout Ethiopia. He is worshipped in Ethiopian tradition and is known in the Guizi language as Abba Slama, the equivalent Syriac appellation of Abio Shlomo, the Father of Peace. He has also kept the Syriac title Abuna, our Father, used in both Ethiopia and Lebanon. Relations between Lebanon and Ethiopia date back to the Christianization of the latter. Frumentius of Tyre, plus 383, is the one who introduced Christianity to Ethiopia. In the 5th century, 9 monks further developed monasticism and Ethiopian literature through the translation of Greek and Syriac literature. Among them, no less than one monk, Abba Libanos, is believed to have originally been a native of Lebanon. Saint Frumentius. Frumentius is identified as a Syriac, i.e., Christian, from Tyre. In his Ecclesiastical History, I. 9, Rufinus of Aquileia, 345-410, reveals that a Syriac philosopher named Meropius embarked from Tyre in 316 with his nephews and disciples Frumens, Frumentius, Anides, Adesius. After a shipwreck on the shores of the Red Sea, the majority of the crew were assassinated, and the 2 young boys were taken as slaves to the court of Aksum in Abyssinia. However, in this court, they eventually won the favor of the king and became the prince's tutors. Later, Adesius returned to Phoenicia, and Frumentius was crowned as the bishop of Ethiopia by Archbishop Athanasius of Alexandria. He built a large number of churches throughout the kingdom, where the Synaxarion acknowledged him as the illuminator of Ethiopia. The 9 Saints. During the 5th century, mainly after the Council of Chalcedony's meeting in 451, monks and hermits, predominantly Syriac, headed to Ethiopia and settled there. Among them, the most prominent ones are the 9 saints who would become the pioneers of Ethiopian monasticism. They are Zalmichael, also known as Aragawi, the Elder, Pantaleon, Pantaleon, Isaac, also known as Garima, Guba, Afs, Aleph, Matta, Matthew, Sema, and Libanos. Like Frumentius and Adesius, some of them may have been natives of Lebanon, notably Abba Libanos, as his name suggests. According to tradition, they are credited with the translation of several theological works into Guizi. These include the monastic rule of Saint Pachomius, the life of Saint Anthony by Saint Athanasius, and the compilation of Kyrillos, which includes the Directified by Patriarch Cyril of Alexandria. In doing so, they introduced monasticism and eremitic life to Ethiopia. Even today, hermits are known as tzaddikin, the equivalent of the Syriac term tzaddike, the righteous. A language in a mountain. Just like Syriac in Lebanon, Guizi in Ethiopia has remained a liturgical language, while Amharic has become prevalent in daily life. Similar to Lebanon's epigraphy, Ethiopia's uncovers an extensive use of Greek from ancient times until the 5th century when it began to shy away from Syriac and Guizi. Just like Lebanon, Ethiopia experienced a strong Latin influence starting from the 16th century, thanks to the Maronite College in Rome for the former, and by dint of the Portuguese for the latter. Like Lebanon, Ethiopia is a mountainous country that has been protected from Arab expansions by its topography. Its current capital, Addis Ababa, New Flower, located at an altitude of over 2,000 meters in the heart of the country, is a continuous reminder of the kinship between Semitic languages, as the word for flower is known as Habobo in Maronite Syriac manuscripts. Lalibela. The religious capital of Ethiopia is the majestic Lalibela, situated at an altitude of over 2,600 meters. It was founded as a monastic city on the site of the ancient town of Roha, by King Gevra Meskel Lalibela, 1172-1212, in lieu of the pilgrimage to Jerusalem, which had become inaccessible due to Islamic invasions. This king was canonized by the Ethiopian Church, and Lalibela, named after him, became the New Jerusalem. The latter is a replica of the original Jerusalem, starting with Golgotha, the Jordan River, the tomb of Christ, all the way to the Sinai. It is a troglodyte world that glorifies monolithic architecture with its 11 rock-hewn churches, classified since 1978 as a World Heritage Site. The masterpieces of this African Jerusalem are scattered on both sides of the river called the Jordan. To the north of this watercourse are the churches of Bet Meskel, House of the Cross, Bet Miriam, House of Mary, Bet Michael, Bet Golgotha, Bet Gel, and above all, Bet Menhain Elam, Savior of the World, which, with its peristyle, is considered the largest monolithic church in the world. A little further away, the impressive Bet Georgis, or Church of St. George, is carved in the shape of an Orthodox cross at a 15 meters depth. To the south of the Jordan River, there are Bet Gabriel Rufel, Bet Emmanuel, Bet Mercurios, and the astonishing Bet Abba Labanos, which hangs onto the mountain by its roof only. Its name is equivalent to the Syriac Bet Abio Labanos, House of Abba Labanos. Divine Art. While Ethiopia has remained faithful to the ancient Aksumite civilization in the field of architecture, trading came to fruition thanks to religious art. The Syriac influences seen in Greek, Armenian, and Latin arts are also found in Ethiopian art, as evidenced in the iconographic themes, compositions, and details. However, African identity left its mark on Ethiopian art, giving it a distinct character within the Eastern Christian world and placing it at the crossroads of Semitic, Byzantine, and African influences. This art, which Jules Leroy presents as stemming from the Syro-Byzantine tradition, flourished in the realm of frescoes, icons, and manuscripts as a continuation of Coptic iconography, but with a distinct African character. The drawings are more primitive, and the colors are more exotic. The graphic expression of Ethiopian artists exudes strength and confident strokes. This iconography became even more explicitly Africanized in the less formal realm of so-called magical scrolls. Here, the expressive drawing of the protective eye prevails alongside crosses and archangels, and solemnity is even more pronounced. The comparison between Ethiopian iconographic themes and those of the Maronite Syriac Codex of Rabula, 586 AD, is captivating. Despite an expressionist style and vibrant colors, the Ethiopian artist incorporates subjects, compositions, and Syro-Byzantine canons. Large compositions are typical of this Christian art. Among the most emblematic are the Crucifixion, the Resurrection, and the Ascension. Moreover, some notable works are the Annunciation, the Dormition, and Jesus entering into Jerusalem. All of these portrayals follow the Christian iconographic codes found in various Greek, Latin, Armenian, Coptic, and Syriac traditions.